The previous Mishnah taught that, at least according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, since it is forbidden to issue a verdict with regards to a nega on Shabbos, if the end of a Metzora's week of him being by himself, when he is supposed to return to the Kohen for a additional inspection of the nega, in order to determine whether indeed the nega is Tzora'as. Again, the term nega refers to the change in the appearance of the person's skin, or the clothes, or the house, even if it is not necessarily tomei as tzara'as. The term tzara'as refers to the type of nega that fulfills all of the conditions in order for it to be considered tzara'as, which would make the person, clothes, or house tomei. Be it as it may, since it is forbidden to issue a verdict with regards to the nega on Shabbos, the next inspection would be postponed until Sunday, when he would go to the Kohen for him to check whether his nega is deemed tzara'as or not. And the previous Mishnah ended off by saying that the fact that we postpone the inspection can lead to a leniency, because if the appearance of tzara'as, the way it was on Shabbos, was one that fulfills all of the criteria for it to be considered tzara'as, but by the time that the Kohen comes to inspect it on Sunday, its appearance has changed to be one that would not make him tomei, so then the fact that we postponed the inspection emerges as a leniency, because he would not end up being tomei, since the person's status as tomei is dependent entirely on the Kohen's declaration of him being tomei. So he would need to have the appearance of tzara'as when he is inspected by the Kohen. On the other hand, if the way that the tzara'as appeared on Shabbos was one that did not fulfill all of the criteria for him to become tomei and it to be considered tzara'as, and yet by the time that he appeared in front of the Kohen the next day, the appearance of the tzara'as was such that it is considered to be one that makes him tomei, so then the fact that we postponed the inspection is a stringency. And the truth is, it's very important to note that even if the Kohen checks the nega and he declares it to be tohar, it's not considered to be tzara'as. Even after that point, if later on the nega changes in its appearance and the other conditions do end up being fulfilled, then the person is obligated to go back to the Kohen and the Kohen will declare him tomei. And if so, then the Mishnah is a bit difficult to understand, because in a case where the appearance of the nega on Shabbos was such that it wasn't considered tzara'as, but the appearance on Sunday was such that it was considered tzara'as and therefore the Kohen declared him to be tomei. Even if the inspection wouldn't have been postponed and the Kohen would have inspected him on Shabbos and declared him pure, as soon as the appearance of the nega changes, he would be obligated to return to the Kohen and the Kohen would declare him tomei. And if so, why does it make a difference at all if he was inspected on Shabbos or not? The answer is, we're talking about the inspection that occurs at the end of the first week. And as we're going to see in the Mishnah, the case under discussion is where the shade of the nega is one of the necessary shades. So the first condition that needs to be fulfilled for the nega to be considered tzara'as is fulfilled. The only things that change are really the second condition, which is that either the nega spreads or that two white hairs develop. Other examples that the Mishnah will show, which is the second condition in order for the nega to be considered tzara'as. But because the first condition is fulfilled, even if the second condition is not fulfilled, the person wouldn't be declared pure. Rather, he would be required to go and be by himself for another week, and return for an inspection at the end of that week. And because of that, it does make a big difference that we postpone the inspection. Because since anyway the person is obligated to return to the Kohen at the end of that week, even if the nega turns into what he thinks is tzara'as during the middle of the week or on Sunday, he is not obligated to return to the Kohen, because anyway he's coming to the Kohen at the end of the week. It's only in a case where the person was declared pure and then the nega changes into what he thinks is tzara'as that he's obligated to return to the Kohen immediately. But the Mishnah is talking about a case where the inspection was at the end of the first week, in which case, if all of the conditions were not fulfilled, so the person would be required to be by himself and return to the Kohen at the end of that week, and not on Sunday, and therefore it does make a difference whether the inspection took place on Shabbos or Sunday. Now, as you mentioned, the first condition for a nega to be considered tzara'as is that it be the correct shade of white, or perhaps some red mixed in with it, and that was the discussion of the first couple of Mishnayos of the Perek. This Mishnah is going to discuss the second condition, which can be fulfilled in multiple different ways, as the Mishnah is going to show. Ketzad lahokel, in what way would the postponing of the inspection from Shabbos to Sunday lead us to a leniency? If there was two white hairs inside of the nega on Shabbos, that is an example of the second condition being fulfilled. This is one of the signs of tzaras that the Torah describes. So if that was the appearance of the nega on Shabbos, but by the time it came to the inspection on Sunday, the holach leser lovan, the two white hairs disappeared, and because of that, the kohen did not declare the nega to be tzaras, but he rather told him to go away for a week and come back at the end of that week. Or hoylevonos, if on Shabbos the two hairs which were inside of the nega were white, the hishchiru, but by the time it came to the inspection on Sunday, they turned black. Only white hairs are a way of fulfilling the second condition. Achas levon v'achas shechira. If one of the two hairs was white and one of them was black, the shechiru shteyen. And then by the time it came to the inspection on Sunday, they were both black. So all the more so, he wouldn't be tomei. And the truth is, even if the inspection would have occurred on Shabbos, he wouldn't have become tomei because two white hairs are necessary. The Mishnah only describes this case in order to parallel the case in the next Mishnah, as we'll see. But even without the postponing of the inspection, in this case, the person would not have been tomei because this is not considered to be tzaras. Aruka isek tziru. If the two hairs were long enough, they were the required length on Shabbos, but they were shortened or cut before the inspection occurred on Sunday. Achas ruka v'achas ktzara, or if one of the two hairs was long enough, but the other one was short, it was too short, v'ik tziru shteyen, and by the time it came to the inspection on Sunday, both of them became short. Once again, in this example, even if the inspection would have occurred on Shabbos, the nega would not be considered tzara'as because both hairs need to be long enough. Nevertheless, the Mishnah brings this case as well in order to parallel the next Mishnah. Now the Mishnah discusses additional ways in which there could be two hairs on the nega, and nevertheless, it would not be considered tzara'as. Nismach ha-shchin l'shtehen. If there is a boil literally next to, the truth is the Mishnah means to say that it is directly underneath the two hairs. Now, although there is a kind of tzara'as that appears on boils or burnt skin, that's only true once the skin begins to heal. But before the stage that the boil begins to heal, the boil is considered to be skin that is not fit for tzara'as. So if the two hairs are coming out of part of a skin which is a boil, even if it's in the middle of a nega which is on regular skin, the white hairs are not in a part of the skin which can be considered a nega, a tzaras. Or if only one of the hairs was coming out of the area of the skin that was a boil. So the Mishnah is talking about a case where on Shabbos there was no boil over there, so the two hairs were coming out of the regular skin. And they were white, and they were long enough, and therefore it would have made the person tomei, it would be considered tzara'as. But by the time the inspection on Sunday arrived, at least one of the hairs was coming out of a boil, and therefore it could not be deemed tzara'as. Hikif ha-shchin l'shtehen, if in between Shabbos and Sunday, a boil surrounded the two hairs, in this case the two hairs are coming out of the regular skin that has a nega. However, around the two hairs is a boil that surrounds that area, and because the boil is skin that is not fit to be tzara'as, it separates the two areas. It separates the area of the nega that has the two hairs, and the rest of the nega that does not have two hairs. And the area which has the two hairs and is surrounded by the boil is too small to be considered tzara'as itself. It requires the combination of the rest of the nega as well. But since it is separated by this boil that is not fit to be tzara'as, they cannot combine together, and therefore it would not be tzara'as, he wouldn't become tomei. Ula'achz mehen, or even if the boil surrounds just one of the hairs, again, that cannot be counted as part of the rest of the nega because it is separated and totally surrounded by this boil. Oichilkon, or if the boil didn't surround the two hairs, but it separated the two hairs, it went from one end of the nega to the other, and there's one hair on one side of the boil, and one hair on the other side of the boil. Since we view both of the sides as two separate negoim, because they are fully separated by the boil, and each nega does not have two hairs, and therefore it wouldn't be considered tzara'as. So to summarize, the Mishnah talked about a case where the boil is underneath one or both of the hairs, or it's surrounding one or both of the hairs, or it splits the nega into half such that the two hairs are on two different sides of the boil. The Mishnah says that these three ways of, so to speak, invalidating the two hairs applies, of course, to Hashchin, if it was a boil which separated it, or even umichas hashechen. Even if the boil began to heal, in which case it is fit to become tzara'as itself, since it's a different kind of tzara'as, even in that case it would separate the negoim and consider the regular skin that has a nega as being two separate negoim. The hamichva, or if it was a burn that separated the two hairs, umichas hamichva, or a burn that began to heal, again, even if the burn is something that is fit to become tzara'as itself, it's a different kind of tzara'as, and therefore it would separate the two hairs, which are on regular skin, meaning it wouldn't combine with the rest of the nega that is on regular skin. And the Mishnah gives a further example, the haboihak. This refers to skin that is not the regular shade that tzara'as needs to be. It's not bright enough. That is also considered to be skin that is not fit to become tzara'as, and therefore it would create a break in the tzara'as, in the nega of the regular skin, in one of the three ways that the Mishnah described. Until now, the Mishnah has discussed one way for the nega to be considered tzara'as, and that is if, as well as being the correct shade of white, it develops two white hairs. Now the Mishnah goes on to an alternative way for the nega to be considered tzara'as, that instead of it having two white hairs, it has a piece of healthy regular skin that is not white in the middle of the nega, and it's surrounded on all four sides by the nega, which is a correct shade of white. So the Mishnah says, if on Shabbos, Hayso Bei Michya, it had a piece of healthy skin in the middle of the nega, but by the time the inspection on Sunday arrived, V'holchala Michya, that healthy part of the skin disappeared. Hayso Marubas, if the healthy skin was square and it was the necessary size. The necessary size is the length of a lentil and the width of a lentil. And it was exactly that size. And by the time with the inspection on Sunday arrived, Venasis agula, it became rounded, which means that it no longer has both a length and a width of a lentil. Oh yeah, ruka, or if it became longer but thinner, so it hasn't got a width of a lentil, or if on Shabbos it was mevutzeres, it was totally surrounded by the nega, which was a correct shade of white, venasis menatzad, and before the inspection on Sunday, the healthy part of the nega ended up being on the side, so it wasn't surrounded on all four sides by the nega that has a correct shade of white. Or if mechuneses, on Shabbos it was all in one piece, and it was the necessary size, but before the inspection on Sunday, v'nispazra, it became spread out, which means that combined, all of the healthy parts of the skin are the necessary size. However, the law is that they do not combine. We need a healthy piece of skin that is a lentil by a lentil. We can't combine different pieces of healthy skin. And therefore, according to the appearance on Sunday, the nega is not considered to be tzara'as. Alright, now what happens if there was a piece of healthy skin and it was the necessary size and the size didn't change, but instead of that, uvo hashchin v'nichas b'soicha, a boil ended up growing in part of the healthy skin, hekifa, or it surrounded the healthy skin, chilka, or the boil went from one side of the nega to the other such that it separated the healthy skin from the rest of the nega, like we saw earlier on in the Mishnah, this would invalidate, so to speak, the healthy skin, because it separates the healthy skin from the rest of the nega. We no longer view the healthy skin as being a part of the nega. And this is even if the amount of the healthy skin that remains that is not part of the boil is large enough. Still, it's not able to combine with the rest of the nega that is on regular healthy skin. Or if the boil reduced the size of the healthy skin, so there's not even enough healthy skin for it to make the nega into tzara'as. And all of this applies whether it's hashchin, a boil, a michas hashchin, or a boil that began to heal, the hamichva, or a burn, umichas hamichva, or a burn that began to heal, the haboihak, or a part of the nega that is not bright enough for it to be considered tzara'as. Since all of these are type of skin that is not fit to be tzara'as, they would make a break inside of the nega and would prevent the other parts of the nega from combining with each other in any of the ways that were described. Now, so far, the Mishnah has discussed two different ways in which a nega that is the correct shade of white would be considered tzara'as. One is if it develops two white hairs, and the second is if it has a healthy piece of skin in the middle of the nega. The third and final way for a nega which appears on regular skin to become tzara'as is if it spreads and increases in size. relative to the first time that it was inspected by the Kohen. So if on Shabbos, which is the end of the first week, the nega had spread, it had expanded in size in relation to how large it was at the beginning of the week when the Kohen first inspected it, but by the time that the inspection on Sunday the next day arrived, the expansion in size had disappeared. It was once again the same size or slightly smaller than it had been originally. Or if it had spread, but the entire nega that was there originally disappeared. So if we look at the nega now, it's in a totally different position to where it was originally. At least according to the opinion of this Mishnah, we consider that to be like a new nega, and not like the original nega that spread or expanded. Or a third case where on Shabbos it had expanded, but by the time the inspection on Sunday arrived, it decreased in size such that the actual size of the nega, which still exists, is too small to become tzara'as. So even though this nega does contain part of the nega that was there at the beginning of the week, and part of the nega that expanded, since altogether it is too small, so it also would not be considered tzara'as. Like the Mishnah says, ve'im bozeh uvozeh kagris, altogether it is not as large as a lentil by a lentil. Hashchin umichas hashchin va'amichva umichvas amichva. If a boil or a boil that began to heal, or a burn or a burn that began to heal, v'habayhak, or skin that was not a bright enough white for it to be considered tzara'as, cholkim min ha'oim lapisyoin, if they make a break and they grow in between the part of the nega that was there at the beginning of the week and the part of the nega that spread, that once again prevents us to view the two different sides of the nega as one nega that expanded. Rather, we view them as two different negoim. So the part of the nega that expanded would not make the nega tome into tzara'as. And this brings us to the end of all of the cases where Hara'elu Lahokel, the postponing of the inspection until Sunday, leads to a leniency. Mishnah Vov, Ketzad Lahachmer, in which scenarios would the postponing of the inspection until Sunday end up being a stringency? And now the Mishnah is just going to go through the identical cases to the previous Mishnah, just that according to the appearance on Sunday, it would be considered tzara'as because the necessary conditions exist. Even if they didn't exist the previous day on Shabbos, which was the end of the week when he was really supposed to have his inspection, were it not for the fact that one cannot inspect tzara'as on Shabbos. Lo hobo se lovon, if it did not have two white hairs on Shabbos, but by the time it came to the inspection on Sunday, v'nolad lo se lovon, two white hayrs grew inside of the nega. Hoyush chayreis, if on Shabbos the two hairs were black, v'hilbino, but they became white before the inspection on Sunday. Achas shchor v'achas levono, if one of the hairs was black and one of them was white on Shabbos, v'hilbinu shteyen, and by the time the inspection on Sunday arrived, both hairs had become white, which means that only according to the appearance that exists on Sunday is the nega considered to be tzara'as, and since that's when the inspection occurs, it would be deemed tzara'as. Ketzorois, if on Shabbos the two hairs were too short, v'herichu, but they became long enough before the inspection on Sunday, achas ketzor v'achas aruka, or if one of the two hairs was too short and the other one was long enough, v'herichu shtehen, but by the time the inspection on Sunday arrived, they were both long enough, nismach hashchin shtehen. If on Shabbos there was a boil directly underneath both of the hairs, ola achas mehen, or underneath one of the hairs, or hikif hashchin shtehen, a boil surrounded the area of the nega where the two hairs were, and that area inside of the boil is too small itself to be considered tzara'as, so we would need to combine it with the area of the nega that is outside of the boil. The problem is that we can't combine the two because the boil makes a break in between those two parts of the nega. Oh yes, achas mehen, or if the boil surrounded just one of the hairs, oichilkon, or if it split the area of the nega into two, such that there is a hair on one side and on the other side, but they can't combine together. And all of this applies whether it's hashchin, a boil, or miches hashchin, or a boil that began to heal, the hamichva, or a burn, or miches hamichva, or a burn that began to heal. Even though the boil or burn that began to heal are able to become tzara'as themselves, it is a different kind of tzara'as. So it would still prevent the two parts of the nega which are on regular skin from combining. The habayhak, or if it is skin that the shade is not bright enough to be considered tzara'as, that would also cause a break and prevent the different parts of the negoim from combining. Be'ezamei, all of these, v'holcholohen, they disappeared before the inspection on Sunday, and therefore, according to the appearance at the time of the inspection on Sunday, it did become tzara'as. So the postponing of the inspection emerges to be a stringency because he is pronounced tomei on Sunday, since at that time it is considered tzara'as. The Mishnah has until now talked about the first way of the negah becoming tzara'as, if it develops two white hairs. Now the Mishnah goes on to the next way, which is if a healthy piece of skin is in the middle of the negah. If on Shabbos, lo hayzeh b'michya, it didn't have a piece of healthy skin in the middle, v'noldo b'michya, but meanwhile a healthy piece of skin developed in the middle of the nega, or if on Shabbos there was a healthy piece of skin, but because of its round or long shape, it didn't have both a length and a width of a lentil. It wasn't a lentil by a lentil. But meanwhile, before the inspection on Sunday, the Nasis Marubas, it became a lentil by a lentil squared. Or min hatzad, if it was originally on the side of the nega, the Nasis Mavutzeres, but it became surrounded on all four sides by the nega, so it was directly in the middle, mefuzeres v'niskansa. If originally it was made up of different healthy pieces of skin, but they weren't all combined together, there wasn't one piece that was a lentil by lentil, but meanwhile, v'niskansa, it did become one large piece of healthy skin in the middle of the nega. Or if uvo hashchin v'nichnas b'soicha, if on Shabbos there was a boil that was inside of the healthy piece of skin, and that means that the healthy piece of skin would not make the nega into tzara'as, or hekifa, chilka, oimiyata, if the boil surrounded the healthy part of skin, or it went from one side of the nega to the other, so it split that part of the nega off from the rest of the nega, or if it entered into the healthy part of the skin such that the part of the healthy skin that remains is too small for it to make the nega into tzara'as, and all of this applies whether it's hashchin, if it's a boil that does that, or michas hashchin, or a boil that began to heal, the hamichva, or a burn, or michas hamichva, or a burn that began to heal, the haboyhak, or a part of the skin that is white but it's not bright enough for it to be considered tzara'as, and meanwhile, before the inspection on Sunday, the whole chulohen, these different things disappeared and allow the healthy piece of skin that remains to make the nega into tzara'as. Alright, and now the Mishnah goes on to the third way in which the nega can be considered tzara'as, and that is if it spreads, if on Shabbos it was not larger than it was originally at the beginning of the week, but by the time that the inspection on Sunday took place, the nega had expanded. If there was a boil, or a boil that began to heal, or a burn that began to heal, or a shade of white that wasn't bright enough, and on Shabbos that was situated at the edge of the part of the nega that was there originally, and it's separated between there and the expansion of the nega. But by the time the inspection on Sunday took place, the holcholohen, they disappeared, and therefore we can view the expansion of the nega as being that same nega which expanded, and therefore based on the inspection on Sunday, he would become tomei hareilu lahachmer. These are all examples where the postponing of the inspection from Shabbos until Sunday ends up being a stringency, because the inspection on Sunday deems him tomei as the nega is considered to be tzara'as. Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. This chapter talks about how the nega is supposed to be inspected. And the first issue of the Mishnah is that people have different colored skins, and Baheres Azor nearest Bagirmoni Keha. Baheres, which is the most bright of the Negoim, it is bright as snow, as we learned at the beginning of the previous Perek, the previous chapter. But when that is on a Germoni, which literally means a German person, it refers to people who come from countries where their skin color is very light. And if such a nega is found on a person like that, it appears to be a dull nega, which is not so bright. In fact, it appears not only not to be the brightest of the negoim, but it appears to be too dull for it to be considered tzara'as at all. On the other hand, v'hakeho bakushi azor, a nega that would regularly be considered to be very dull, if it's on somebody who has very dark skin, then it appears very bright. And according to the first opinion of the Mishnah, we base it on each person individually. And therefore, even a very bright nega, if it's on somebody who has light skin, it would not be considered tzara'as, whereas a nega, which is on somebody who has very dark skin, even if the nega itself is not so bright, Since on him it appears to be bright, it would make him tomei. This is learnt from Pesukim. The Torah says, V'hoyo b'or b'soroi l'negat zara'as, that that which is on his skin, the skin of his flesh, will be considered zara'as. The implication is that we're talking about the particular person individually. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Rabbi Shmuel says, B'nei Yisrael ani kaparoson, Jewish people, I should be their atonement. Out of Rabbi Shmuel's great love for every Jew, before he even began talking about zara'as, which comes as a punishment for a Jew, he begins by saying that I'm willing to take that punishment on behalf of him so that the other person shouldn't need to suffer. And now Rabbi Shmuel says his opinion, Hari Heinesh Kesh Kiraya, a regular Jew's skin color is similar to an Esh Kiraya tree and the wood that comes from such a tree. Lo Shechorim v'lo Levonim, they're neither black nor white. El Abeinonim, they've got a regular medium colored skin. And therefore, even if there is somebody who has a different colored skin, the shade that the tzara'as would need to be is exactly the same as for a regular Jew that has a average colored skin that is neither too dark nor too light. And Rabbi Akiva explains how, practically speaking, one should inspect somebody who does have darker or lighter skin, because the reality is that it appears to be a different shade than if it was on a regular person. So Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Yesh la tzayorim samamonin, painters have different paints and different dyes, shein tzorin tzoreis shechoreis levonis veinonis, and they use these paints to paint pictures which are either very dark or very light or an average color. Maybe some beinoni or makifim bachutz, so they should use the color which is the same as the average colored skin and paint the area surrounding the nega with that paint and then compare the appearance of the nega in relation to that paint, viseira babeinoni, and it will automatically appear is in exactly the same brightness as if it was on a person who had regular skin. Now, the reason for Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is because there is a different pasuk that talks about zara'as, that doesn't talk about the individual person's zara'as, but rather, V'ro'o ha-kohen es ha-nega b'or ha-bosar. The Torah says that the kohen will see the nega on the skin of the flesh. It implies that there is a one-size-fits-all, one-brightness-fits-all, and we don't base it on each individual specifically. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says that he has a way to explain both pesukim. On one hand, the Torah implies that we base it on the individual. On the other hand, the Torah implies we base it on regular people. Explains Rabbi Yehuda, Maris Negoim lehokel avlo lehachmer, that the appearance of the Negoim and the relative brightness is ruled leniently but not strictly. That is to say, Yeyora hagermoni bivisoroi lehokel, somebody who has very light skin, his tzara'as is judged in relation to his own skin, and that means that it is lenient, because it appears not to be so bright, so it would not be considered tzara'as. V'hakushi, but somebody who has very dark skin, babeinoni lehokel, his tzara'as would be measured against a average color, and not his own color, so they would use the paint to paint the area surrounding the nega, as opposed to being strict and saying that even a nega which is not so bright, since it appears on his own skin as being very bright, it would make him tomei. But the Chachomim say, and this is really the same opinion as Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, the repetition in the Mishnah implies that this is really the conclusion, and the law goes according to this opinion, that Zev Zev Abeinani, we measure the brightness of the Nega against a regular person's skin color, in the way that Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva explained. Mishnah Beis, it is learned from Pesukim that as well as the fact that a Kohen needs to have proper eyesight, which hasn't been weakened at all, in order to inspect the tzara'as, and that will be mentioned in the next Mishnah, so too, the tzara'as needs to be inspected at a time of day where there is sufficient sunlight to be able to see the tzara'as, and for the tzara'as not to appear too bright or not bright enough. In Yom HaNegoim B'Shachris V'Ein HaRabayim, one cannot inspect Negoim in the early hours of the morning or in the late hours of the afternoon before the evening and night begin. V'lo B'Soich HaBayis, nor inside of a house, because the sunlight, the natural light of the sun is blocked, nor on a cloudy day, because a relatively dull shade of white will appear to be very bright, because you're measuring it against a darker background. Likewise, one cannot inspect the tzara'as in the middle of the day, around midday, because in that case, even a bright nega will appear to be more dull, because it's being measured against an extremely bright background. Emos ayoyin. So when can the nega be inspected? B'sholosh b'arba v'chomesh. 3, 4, 5 hours into the day. U'v'sheva v'shmeina v'teisha. And 7, 8, 9 hours into the day. But not earlier or later, and not in the middle of the day. Div Rav Meir, that's the opinion of Rav Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's limited to b'arba v'chomesh, to the 4th and 5th hour of the day. U'v'shmeina v'teisha. And the 8th and 9th hours of the day. Only then is the brightness considered to be adequate and accurate for the inspection of the Negoyim.